recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. What about a case? We've been talking about different chiyuvim of lav and different chiyuvim of karet, and you're telling me that the shame is what we're interested in bringing out. Okay, but how about where you've got two kritut, but really only one lav? What about that case? Would we look at that as two separate chiyuvim, or would we look at that as one chiyuv? Oh, Marley, said Reb Zeira Tem, you're speaking in riddles, but I know exactly what you're thinking. And what you're thinking is wrong, Be'etzah. Because what you're really thinking about is HaShochet V'Ma'ala. You're thinking about the fact that the Torah has two separate Isurim, of Kritut. Where over there, the Torah lists separately that if you're Shochet Bechutz Yerchayim, and if you're Ma'ala Bechutz Yerchayim. But Lamaisa is only Pentale Olotecha. Hishomer Lecha, Pentale is only an Isser of Halot. So Memela, even though it does say in the Pasuk of the Dinim of the Kritut, doesn't say, it says only that V'nichrita, but where does it say not to? So you want to know what the Din is if there's two Kritut, even though I only have a Ribui of one Lot. But you're wrong. If you're referring to Ashochet V'malek Amet, you're missing on the fact that the Torah also is Meramish to Shnei Lavim. We had this discussion in Zvachim. There were two ways of learning out the Lav. Either we could go according to the Mandi Omar, who learns that from Gzeres Shavah, and he says, Nemar Kan, it says in one Pasuk, Ish Mibeit Yisrael. And over there it says, Asher Yishchat. Shoro kesevo is vel petach ol moed lo hevio dam yechashev v'nichrat. But notice the lashon of lo hevio, right? So with the karet it says lo hevio, but it also says by Allah nemarkan ha'Allah. It says the pasuk also lo yevi enu. So it says, so we know that it says hava by both cases. And we learn out, malahalan lo anash elin ken hizir. Just like there's an azhara of one, afkan lo anash elin ken hizir. There is an azhara by the other. So even though it doesn't say beferish. Yeah, bring it up on the Mizbeah Pachutz, outside of the Beit HaMikdash. Oh, yeah, you did the Shechita Bifnim, the Zrika Bifnim, and so on. You're chayav for separately for the Yalo. Or if you did it Pachutz. But Lamaisa, we have only one Lav, doesn't matter, because the Torah Bedavka gave us a Gzeres Shavah of Hava to teach me that the Lav goes in both cases. Or, it could be according to the Mandi Omar, Oh, Lamandi Omar, the Maitel of Ekesh, it says in the Pasuk, Shom Ta'aleh, Visham ta'aseh. So there, in the context of Yishomer lecha pentale, it says ki im b'makom asher yivchar sham ta'ale olotecha v'sham ta'aseh. So you see, therefore, the asiya, which is the shechita, where over there we do have a lav, is mechayev the lav by the halah. So memela makish shechita l'halah, just like by the halah lo ana shalim ken izir, so too by the shechita lo ana shalim ken izir. So therefore, the question as stated, that was a nice visit, Barnea. The question as stated is not a very good question. I would suggest that if you've got a question, the way to ask the question is like this. Dilma shtei mitot v'lav echad ka'amet. What you should have asked, maybe you misstated it. What you really meant to ask was a case where they're not too kritut, but two mitot. So you wanted to know what the din is where we have two separate mitot, where over there the Torah is mechalik between Isho Isha, Kiyebem Ov, Oyid Oni, Mot Yumato. So there it says Beferish, either or. So it means there's a separate mitah on either or. But when it comes to the actual Isser, It's mentioned together on Nefesh Asher Tifne El Ha'avot Ve'El Ha'idonim. There's only one lot. That's your question. There's two mitot, but there's one lot. That I can understand, and that I'll tell you what the din is. So you see, you got more than you bargained for. You asked the question from him. I will restate your question correctly, and I will tell you that Tahar is an actual machlokas. It's a pluta to Rabbi Yochanan of Reish Lakish. It's not Gabay Niskalim in Mesechet Sanhedrin. We talk about Elohim and Niskalim. So there it mentions the Baal Ov and the Yidoni. And we asked over there, why is it that when it came to the Mishnah of the number of different Niskalim, it mentions both Baal Ov and Yidoni? But when it comes to our Mishnah here in Kritut, doesn't mention Yidoni. It only says Baal Ov. Why is that? So there, that is nogea your question, or the way you should have asked your question. So over there, Rabbi Yochanan explained that Ho'ilu Shnehem B'lav Echad Ne'emru, since there's only one lav, because it says both Ela Ovot Ve'Ela Yidonim, so Memela, we have a one mention in Mesechet Kritut. If that's the answer, says the Gemara, why choose the Ov? So name a Yidoni, fellow name a Baal Ov. I mean, is it just random? Yes, in a sense. It says it starts off with Ov. Okay, so Ov always comes first, right? Comes first. So we mentioned the one that comes first, that's all. But since there's only one Lav, basically there's only one Chiyav here, in terms of the current. Reish Lakish says, no. Reish Lakish says it's a whole different reason. It's because Ein Bo Ma'aseh. You see, when it comes to the Baal Ov, so over there we're going to see the Baal Ov has to move his hands, to be Ma'ala, the mate, to speak. But a Yidoni, the bone speaks on its own from his mouth, and therefore there's no Ma'aseh. Now, according to Reish Lakish, my time alone, Rabbi Yochanan, why is Reish Lakish unwilling to say that the reason is that we only have one law? Amr of Papa, because Reish Lakish holds that since we have a separate mitah, that wouldn't be a solution. So we don't say that there's no different chatat that is said where there's only one law. This is why it's exactly the question that you asked, Rabbi Zera. It's exactly the question that you asked, except you asked it wrong. This is a machloket, whether if you don't have a separate lav, do you have a separate chatat? Or only where you have a separate lav. That's a machloket for Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Lecha, chalukah de lav havi chalukah. Chalukah de nitano havi chalukah. That's the machloket. Now, isn't there a simple solution? I mean, Rabbi Yochanan could have said like Reish Lakish, that there's a difference between Ov and Yidoni, that the Ov is with a Masa and the Yidoni is without a Masa. Why didn't he point that out also? Because he says, Mantana Kritut. We're going to see that the Tana of the Mishnah Kritut is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, that's why we have Megadev listed in the Mishnah. The Megadev doesn't do anything. So that's going on. Leave the Rabbi Akiva. And since according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't need a Maaseh. No, it's not considered to be a Maaseh. That's what we think right now. Wait till the Gemara finishes. So since Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need a Maaseh, so Mamela, what's an afkamina? Well, if you don't need a Maaseh or not, says Reish Lakish, as our president said. Rabbi Akiva says you don't need a Maaseh Rabbah. You don't need to do a transitive act on something else. But you need some kind of Maaseh. You move your lips. That's a maaseh. So therefore, even though Rabbi Akiva is lo boi maaseh rabbah, but he's moda that you need a maaseh zuta. So therefore, since there's no maaseh at all by the Baal Yidoni, so memela it's unincluded. Now, the Baal Ov, what's the maaseh? Ma maaseh itve. The maaseh is hakashat zrotav. He has to move his arms against each other to get the magic up in the air. And the Megadev, what's the Maaseh? My Maaseh, Yitpe. Akimat Svatav, Havi Maaseh. The moving of his lips. Now, when we originally said this, So kasalka daita hakashat zrotav is enough of a maaseh havei maaseh. Take out the word zuta because zuta is irrelevant to the rabbanim. So the shita takes out the word. So havei maaseh filu the rabbanim. That should be considered to be maaseh, even to be mechayev in terms of the rabbanan. The problem is that if that's true, then we got a problem with the following. Meitfe. It says, Bavodat kochavim eno chayav, ela al davar sheyesh bo maaseh. And what is that? Ziveach, or kiter, niseich, or ishtachavo. Now, we asked over there, what kind of maaseh is there in ishtachavo? Yeah? There's no maaseh. Now, there is a maaseh. There's no transitive maaseh. But you have to bend your body. So bending your body should be the same thing as hakashat zrotav. Or Akimat Svatav. So Ishtachava, we asked over there, let bo maaseh, and Reish Lakish said, no, it's going like Rabbi Akiva, who all said it doesn't need a maaseh. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu teima rabbanan, kvifat komato ave maaseh. So you know, you're telling me that Michlal, the sphere of Reish Lakish, that I'll leave it a rabbanan, even kvifat komato is lo ave maaseh, right? So you're telling me, kvifat, your whole body to bend and to go down on the ground, that's not a maaseh. Mm-hmm. I need to answer only, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. But akashat zrotav, to tell me it's considered to be a maaseh, that's rough. You'll leave it to Rabbanan. That doesn't make sense. That akashat zrotav, have a maaseh. So obviously we misunderstood Reish Lakish. Eloki, ka'amar Reish Lakish, akashat zrotav, have a maaseh, was a maaseh zuta. That was I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbanan, it's not a maaseh at all. Wait, so then why? Now I'm really confused. That means that the Baal Ov that's listed in the Mishnah is only true, we're saying, Aliba Rabbi Akiva. So then why did it say at the end that the Rabbanan are arguing, they say, no, Yotza Megadev. You can't include a Megadev because let me maaseh. It should say Yotza the Baal Ov and the Megadev. Why does it only say Yotza Megadev? It's a Bishlama the way we understood it until now. Okay, the Gadev only moves his lips, but a Balov does something with his arms. But now you're telling me that a Balov doesn't do anything, because if you're calling that doing something, that certainly Ishtachavah should be doing something, and yet the Rabbanan are arguing Ishtachavah, but if that's the case, then the Rabbanan should have excluded a Chatas both on a Megadev and on the Balov. And it doesn't say that. Yachi, am I telling you, why does it say at the end of the Mishnah? Yatza Megadev, She'im Bo Maaseh. It should say Yatza Megadev and the oath. Man, we're giving an example. But ain't nothing on me. We're just listing Chodem Itarte. We're listing one out of the two cases that the Rabbanan are arguing on. Why do we arbitrarily? We're listing the Megadev. I mean, you could have said the Balov, no? So litni balov, lo litni megadev. No, because the megadev is a bigger chiddush. Because I'll tell you, it's true that in terms of maaseh, that the balov is a bigger chiddush. No, it's because banging your arms is more than just moving your lips. But there's another bigger chiddush that's involved in a megadev. The iser megadev appears et hashem megadev is together with the korbanos of avodah zarah. So because of it, I would think that maybe it should be learned out from its inyan. It's mentioned, meaning the karbonas. So maybe the Teres B'chadish, even Alibin Rabbonan, that even though it's a shvach ha-maisa, so to speak, not doing very much, Teres is saying that since it's so chomor, you're chayev. It's a real shvach ha-maisa. Yiddish is a very deep language. So therefore, it's chayev even Alibin Rabbonan. Kamash malat. So that would be the reason that we listed specifically Megadev. Because Sakadait Kamina Oil Vakhtiv Kare Delay Mimakom Korban Emamoda Rabban al Rabbi Akiva Kamash Mandalo. Okay. Ula says the whole thing is wrong. It's true there is such a thing as a Baal Ov who is Makis Rota, but that's not what we're referring to here in our Mishnah. We're talking about a Baal Ov who is a Maktir to a shade. So how does he deal with the dead? He goes and he brings a korban to a shade, and that brings the dead. That's crazy. That's how Avodah Zarah is. What's Rav Kamina? If the Avodah Zarah that you're bringing to is a shade, or the Avodah Zarah is a statue of Yoshke Pipik, it's also Avodah Zarah. So why do we list it as a balov? Elo Amar Rav, the point over here is that he's mekater l'shade, al menat l'chabro. Point is that he wants to get connected, you see. So he figures, okay, how do I get connected to the netherworld? Oh, the shade will help me to connect. I don't believe the shade is a god of any kind. I want to make him happy. You know, so there's no chiyuv of avodah zarah. But this is a chiyuv of balov. Omalei Abaye, if it's a chabro, so then we have a different insert in the Torah. And that is kein hainu chover chever. So that's not collecting, that's a different law to use a shade with your incantations to gather animals. Omar Leit, so what? Haturah amra chover chever, Kagon says, v'skiwa. This type of chover chover, to get a shade to help you gather the dead, that is chiyuv skiwa. To gather animals, that's a chiyuv lav. Say, the chover chever of a lav, what is a chover chever, which is only a lav? Omar Leit, get it, Tanya, the chover chover, echot chover gadol, echot chover katan. I don't care if you're gathering elephants and lions, I don't care if you're gathering small animals, even if you're being mechover nechashim and akravim, you would be chayev. Abaya pointed out that lemaisa, ha'iman deboi lemitzvah zibura v'akrava, some of the mefarshim say, not that you want to gather for purposes of collecting stam, poisonous, you know, wasps, and scorpions, but rather you want them to kill each other. Mm-hmm. So you want to put them together so that they take care of each other. So even that's also, unless they're chasing you. So ikatabatra, if they're chasing you, and you want them to take care of each other, so then it's mutter.
To chaver chaver?
Yeah. A wasp. Now, getting back to the question of the kvifat komato, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Kvifat komato is a ma'aseh. Why doesn't he hold that akimat svata is a ma'aseh? So we should say that megadev would also be chayev according to him. So
speech.
Yeah, akimat svata.
Just moving
your lips. Nahavi ma'aseh, gavi megadev. Omer Abaye, no, Omer Rava, there's a big difference, you see. Because the iser of the megadev is not moving your lips. The issa of the Megadev is the Gidov. The Gidov, it happens to be, there's no way for you to express the Gidov except by moving your lips. But it's the internal Machshav of the Gidov that the Torah is Machben on. It's just that if you didn't say it, so it didn't come out. But over there, Shiny Megadev, all the Yeshua believe. The point over there is that it's only the expression of what's inside. But you can't talk about the act per se as being meaningful. There it's different. Let's say a guy is plowing with his shor, and his shor wants to eat something, and he shouts at it, oh, oh! And the shor doesn't eat. He'll be over on the lava. Say, so, I didn't put anything on him. You move your lips. That's also a lava. There, enachinami, Rabbi Yochanan ben Benoni, that's a lot. But when it comes to megadev, you're not achieving anything with the moving of the lips. Therefore, it's not considered to be ma'aseh.
If he writes it down or something like that, it's like
No, it has to be expression in that way. But the point is, it's still only expression.
But it has to get the thought out.
But in this way, that's not a kasha. But it's not that the akimat svatav is the problem. Motiv Rabbi Zeira, how about Eidim Zamim? Eidim Zamim, it says Ein Behem Ma'aseh, and we exclude them from a chiyuv, and we don't bring a chatas, even though there is a case of Eidim Zomim, the Rechayev Misa, even, right? The Rechayev Misa. Why don't we say, it says Alpi, Ktiv Behem, which means they have to speak. So it's the speaking over there should be considered to be Ma'aseh, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. My Rava, because they're also, it's not what they said, it's what they saw. I mean, we wouldn't know what they saw, what they're claiming they saw. They hadn't said that they saw it. But, the Yeshan B'riyah. Point over there is, the Iker Edis is, what it is that they saw. But it's not the Ma'aseh, per se, of moving the lips that creates the whole Isser of Edim Zomim.
It's what they didn't see. Really.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Yeah. No, we're not finished.
We just started.
Turn around, man. The asa achat, the asa hina. Now we come to the basis of the idea of chalukah chataot. We've been taking for granted all along here that when it comes to Shabbat, when it comes to avodah zarah, when it comes to arayot, and so on, that there's such a thing as a chiluk chataot, and that sometimes we bring a separate chatat for different actions, and sometimes there's one chatat. And the truth is that this is all based on the actual pasuk that describes the chiyuv of a chatat bichlal. So the Torah says in one pasuk, v'yasa achat mihi. Now it's coming to describe the chiyuv of chatat. So we talk about an individual who was chote, and he did one of the things, asher lo te'asena. So what then, when you say achat mehina, we darshan that that means you could just say v'asa achat, or you could say v'asa hina. What that means is, v'chayev al kol achat v'achat, that sometimes there's an achat, and sometimes there's a hina. And therefore, it comes to teach me, for instance, im achal chelev v'chelev, shem echad b'shnei alamot. So suppose you ate chelev, the same chelev, twice. Except you ate it while you found out in between that it was chelev or that it was asur, as the case may be, whatever the shkaga was, and then you forgot again. So you have a separate ha'alama, you're chayev shtayim, you'd be chayev two separate chataot, one for each ha'alama. Or you could have shtei shemot, and we think that what that means at this point, that it means shnei shemot, in other words, you take a kezayat of chelev from one part of the body, let's say chelev on the klayot, and you take chelev mi'al hadakin, even though it's one iser of chelev, and it's one ha'alama, you would be chayev twice. So even though it was behelam echad, we're calling that shnei shemot, you're chayev twice. I don't understand how that could possibly be true. I mean, because we know that you cannot be chayev twice if it's all one iser. I understand that if you ate chelev, even exactly the same chelev twice, so then you would be chayev twice if there was alam in between, but that's because alamot mechalkim. The main point of a korban chatat is that it's brought for the ha'alama, and here you were ma'alim again. But shnei shemot behelem echad, amar chayav shtayim. Why in the world would you be chayav if there was only one ha'alama for two separate pieces of chelev from different places? Do we not require haba'inan? Do we not need ha'alamot that are mechalkim, v'leka? And we don't have that. Omale, it doesn't mean over here that you stam ate two pieces of chelev from different places. What it means over here is, achamay eskinan, the ochal chelev dinotar. It means that you ate just chelev, but that chelev was also notar, and therefore you have two separate shemot, and therefore two separate shigagot. You forgot that notar was aser, and you forgot that chelev was aser. So therefore you're chayev on each one of those separate isurin for separate ha'alamot. So indeed it is a separate ha'alama. Omar le, if that's the case, that we're talking about notar, how come we're not also mechayev and asham mi'ilot? Why wouldn't you be chayev also mishom kodesh? After all, if it's notar, then by definition, it had to have been kodesh, right? So how in the world could we be ignoring that one? It should have mentioned that there's an asham ni'ilot. So let's just take into consideration, once again, the things that we're assuming over here is a dover pashat. The Torah mentioned specifically that, oh, hoda elav chatato, that's given. If somebody finds out, the moment that he finds out, knowing is mechayev. So if you end up knowing twice, not because you forgot twice, then that each one of those knowings is mechayev. If it's a separate knowing, knowing that it's notar, that's one knowing. That you had forgotten and now you know. Knowing that it's chelev, it's another knowing. Knowing that you had forgotten, now you know. So that part is given in the pasuk. When we darshan akat mehina, just coming to tell me that there, as long as there's a separate hodah lav chatato, even though it may have all been in one act, but there could still be akat and there could still be hina. Okay. So there, it's coming to teach us that you're chayev two chataot. The problem is with our case, because according to this case, it should not have simply ignored the fact that you're chayev separately another korban, which is an asham mi'ilot. Ela amar of sheshet, let's modify that a little bit and say that what it's talking about is kigon de ochal chelev de hegdesh, e ate chelev of mugdashim. And it's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya achal chelev nevela, achal chelev mugdashim, chayev shtayim. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you eat chelev mukdashim, you're lokesh shalosh. Now here, of course, he's not talking about a korban chatas, but we make the assumption that alibet Rabbi Yehuda, there is actually a separate chiyuv for something or other when it comes to kodesh. We're going to see more about this later on. And therefore, what we're talking about over here is that you're chayev mishum chelev shtayim, not mishum the idea of the separate notar and so on. What we're trying to talk about over here is that the chelev of mukdashim is a separate chelev of chelev. We'll see what his mekar is. And therefore, it's not talking about that there's some separate. We're not coming to discuss how many separate chataot, one for notar, one for chelev, and therefore we should have mentioned the Hashem Me'ilot. We are talking about Shnei Shemot. Shnei Shemot meaning of chelev, specifically, exactly as you thought. Except there is a Man D'Omer that says that on chelev gufa, you could be chayev two separate chataot. Mechaycho ala b'ma'arova, they always laughed a little at the pshatim of the Bavli. When they heard this, they said, well, that's another silly thing. I mean, it obviously doesn't make sense, because look, there's a simple explanation, right? According to Rabbi Shmuel, remember that he darshened shor kesev ve'ez to tell me that you're chayev separately. Chayev shor, chayev kesev, chayev ve'ez, right? Now, so why didn't you just answer that it's going alibet Rabbi Shmuel? Because you're not that stupid. You understand that alibet Rabbi Shmuel, even though it's chayev shor kesev ve'ez, and you didn't tell me, oh, it's Rabbi Shmuel who says you're lokesh shalosh. Why not? Alma alama lo'ukbek Rabbi Shmuel, because you knew what Rabbi Chanina said. Rabbi Chanina said that, of course, Rabbi Shmuel was not talking about separate chataot. Rabbi Shmuel was talking about malkot. The Omer Rabbi Chanina modeh ayah Rabbi Shmuel in korban she'eino chayav ela chatat achat. So you understood that. So for heaven's sakes, why do you think that over here it's any different? What was Rabbi Yehuda talking about? Rabbi Yehuda was talking about loket. So Ashtanami, Rabbi Yehuda Lami Tukma, for exactly the same reason. Because Rabbi Eliezer pointed out that Modeh Ayah Rabbi Yehuda leaning Korban, Sheino Medi Ala Chatat Achat. So that's silly. You had an obvious answer that you didn't use. You shouldn't have used this answer either for exactly the same reason. So we've got to find a different explanation of how there could be essentially two Halamot, even though there's really only Chelev. And how is that? Since in your mind you did it all one achila. Elo amre shlokish mishum bartutani, achum mayaskinan, kagon sha'achon b'shnei tamchuyin. It's talking about over here that this had been cooked in separate pots. Let's say you had a pot of stew, and yeah, you had a pot of cholent, and you eat the chelev in both of them, and it's going according to an interesting shita, and that is the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. I'll leave it Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar, tamchuyin b'chalkin. So when we said you ate chelev v'chelev, you did, indeed, you ate the same chelev. But since it's in a different situation, he holds each situation is mechayev for you to think about what you're eating. And since you didn't think about what you were eating, basically you ended up with two separate achilas, as if they were separate halames. Gufa. Let's get back to what we spoke about in Rabbi Yehuda. It says there that ochel chelev nevela lo keshtayim, one for chelev and one for nevela. If you were ochel chelev mukdashim lo keshtayim, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you ate chelev mukdashim, you would be lo keshalosh. One from kol zar lo yochal kodesh, and the other two for chelev. Omalei Rav Shizbi L'Rava, you know, we're going to see. Omalei Rav Shizbi L'Rava, I understand Rabbi Yehuda, actually a lot better than I understand the Rabbona. Because Bishlav of the Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Dichtive Kroi, it makes a heck of a lot of sense that we have, it should say Dichtiv Trei Kroi, that it says two separate psukim, and both of them are where is right now. One is the parsha we read today, and one is the parsha of this week. One is in Vayikra, and one is in Tzav. So today we read, Chukat Olam Ladoratechem, Bechol Moshvatechem, Kochele, Vecholdam, Lotochele. That is an Yisrael Achirat Chele. For some reason, in next week's Parshat Tzav, it says, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lemor, Kol Chelev Shor Vechesev Vez Lotochele. That's repetitive. So Alib Rabbi Yehuda, I understand that indeed there are two separate Isurim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have two separate Lavim on Chulin, And according to the Rabbanu, we only have one, for which, of course, we're going to have to figure out. Plus, we have the lav, of course, Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. But according to Rabbanu, why in the world are you only loket one for Chelev and one for Kodesh? We should be loket two for Chelev. So my time, the Rabbanu hold that the lav of Chukat Olam, the Dorotechem, which appears in the context of our parsha that we just read in Vayikra, that's referring to Korbanos, it's referring to Kachim. The lav of next week's parsha, of Kochelev Shor V'Chesev V'Eis, which we now will sort of create a single word for it, Chelev Shor, that's the pasuk of Kochelev Shor V'Chesev V'Eis. The Chelev Shor is a reference to Chulin. V'tzricha, why do we need two separate psukim to be Megala and Yisr Chelev, both by Kodshim and by Chulin? Because Ikatav Rachmanu Kodashim, Avamina Kodashim Utchamire. Kodshim is very chomor. Tzair is makben in all kinds of dinim. So Memela over there, Asr Chelva. Mashenkin Chulin, maybe the Tzair never asred the Chelev of Chulin. Makes a great deal of sense when the Kodshim were putting the Chelev on the Mizbeach and so on. Maybe there's no Isr on Chulin. Mishul Mahachi Kodav Rachmanu Kod Chelev Shor. On the other end, let's say, would have said, Chelev Shor Chesav Ha'ez. I would have said, okay, Dafka Chelev of Chulin is Aser. Why? Because there's no place where Chelev of Chulin is ever Hutar. So it's Lo Hutar Michlolo. There's no place where the Torah said that, but Dafka to use Chelev. Mashenkin, when it comes by Chelev Mugdashim, indeed, since it's Hutar Michlolo, Hava mina miduhuta, the besorim we should take out. So miduhutar ishtereinami chelban. What it's really referring to is not the basar, but rather the alya. So even though we have the basar, the of the keves, but as we saw earlier, the keves also has an alya which is put up on the mizbeach together with the chalavim. We need a special pasuk to tell us that that chelev is not considered to be chelev of Yisrachila. And because it has to be chelav hashava be shor chesav ha'ez, so that means that even though when it comes to the hakrova, we are makriv the alya, but there's no iser in eating the tail of a shor or of an ez. So I would have thought, okay, so if that's the case, maybe ein achinami. There's a bechlal, a heter of achila.
We treat because the alya as a chelav without it actually being chelav.
We think it's the equivalent. Okay. No. There's a tail on all three.
Right.
So we're matir the tails of the other two. We don't put it on the mizbeach. It's not given to achila. So therefore, I would think that the chelev itself, not only the alya, but the actual chelev should be mutter. Because the Torah doesn't seem to be consistent about all of the particular type of things. So maybe the chelev is mutter. Therefore, tzricha, that's the question of how to be gerus over the sheet that takes out the besoron is this issue, and the other tales really are they considered to be the equivalent of chelav or not? But in any event, it's certainly not precisely the same as bechulin. But mele tzricha. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know that we have an iser across the board that would be also by chulin and by mukdashim? Rabbi Yehuda is savar that there's no way to think that there would be only an iser on Chulin and not on Kachem, because Kiktiv Chelev Shor, that pasuk is bedavka written be inyan Kachem, so it cannot be limited to Chulin. So even though it says Kol Chelev, and you say okay, so definitely is referring to Chulin, but since it appears in Sav among the Yisurim of Kodesh, so Mela it has to appear by Kodesh. Now the truth is, of course, as we saw earlier, it's not that the lav is set together with the Kodesh, it's that the Kol Ochel Chelev Nichrata is set together with the Dinim of Kodesh. We spoke about that earlier. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we already know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if part of the Pasuk was said, part of the Isser, namely the Karet of the Isser, was said Binyan of the Kachim, so then we understand that the whole thing, the lav, was also said Binyan of the Kachim. And, of course, once again, we'll review that the Rabbanan don't agree with this. You mean to say, asked the Gemara, as we asked earlier, that the Rabbanan hold that we ignore the Klal of Lo Yafin and Dover Alamad Binyano? Lo, the Kuliyam Yafin and Dover Alamad Binyano. Obviously, we do. But the Machlokes is the Rabbi Yehuda holds Lemedim Lav Milav, Velav Mikaret. So since the Vinichrita is said together with Kachim, the Lav is also understood to be applied to Kachim. So the Karet is Malamed because it itself was Lamad Minyano. Rabbanan Sabri, no. A lav me lav yalfina. But how can you learn out the lav from the karet? If the karet appears in the parsha of Kodesh, that doesn't mean that the whole thing appears in the parsha of Kodesh. Now Rashi takes all of this out and begins with the words Tanarabbanan. Tanarabbanan kol chelev v'kol dam lo tochel. Ma chelev lo keshtayim av dam lo keshtayim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Torah is comparing chelev and dam, and we already saw that al Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, we have a separate, two separate lavim for chelev. So too, from this hekesh, we now know that there's two separate malkiot on achilas dam. V'chachamim omrim, ein bo ela azara achat. There's only one iser. Now, the question is, al Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, we didn't need a hekesh to tell me that you get two separate malkiot al Divrei Rabbi Yehuda for eating chelev. We know it from the fact that we had two separate psukim. We had the kol chelev kol dam lo tochelu in Vayikra, and we had the additional pasuk of kol chelev shor chesev in Tzav, and therefore what need was there for a hekesh? But the thing is that we also have two separate psukim by dam. Ask the Gemara, dam nami, belavekesh anil kashtayim, without any kind of hekesh. Rabbi Yehuda should have known that there's two separate chiyuvim on dam. Because we have trei lavim, ichtivu trei lavim. We have kol chelu v'chol dam lo tochelu, v'chol dam lo tochlu, v'chol moshvotechem lo'of v'labehima. So explain to me why exactly. This is just a few psukim later than the pasuk of Chelev in Tzad. So you have two separate psukim written by Dan. And for some reason, Reb Yehuda, when it comes to Dan, needs the hekesh to Chelev to tell me that there's two lavim. What in the world is the difference between the second pasuk of Dan and the second pasuk of Chelev? You're right. It should have said like this. Ela ema ma Chelev. Loke shalosh avdam loke shalosh. Wait. Chelev is loke shalosh because we just said halin trei lavin. We've got the two lavin that we just listed from Vayikra and Tzav, and since we're talking about eating kodesh, so memela we also have the lav of kozar lo yocha kodesh. That's the lav the zarut, two and one. Hatlat equals three. I understand, but that's true about the dam nami, right? No, says the Gemara. When it comes to dam, Itzrich. I do not know that there's an Isser of Achilat Dam on Kodesh. Because Salka Daita Chamina, Hoyov Itma'et Dam Mime'ila, it should say, according to the Gears of Asr Rishonim, since there's no din of Me'ila on Dam, as we saw, that Anina Tate Lechem Lechaper, or Lechem, a number of different approaches as to why. So maybe there was no Isser of Zarut on eating Dam. Because we see that Dam is not the same as the other Isuri Hekesh. Kamashvan Hekesha. Therefore, what Rabbi Yehuda was really saying was not that we have two Isurim of Isuri Dam, but that we have three Isurim. Besides the two given Isurim of Dam, we have an additional Isur, even though it's Dam of Hekesh, we have an additional Isur of Achilas Hekesh. So now, according to the Rabbanan, who say that, no, you're not Lokeh for that, so then what indeed is the purpose of kol chelev v'chol dam? Why did the Torah compare in a hekesh l'mayat? What's it for? Ah, that be by the Kiritanya. It says in the Braita that from that hekesh kol chelev v'chol dam, lo tochelu, that just like chelev is miyuchat, shechel bo choluk mibisaro, ve'in mitstarfim ze im ze, av dam shedomo choluk mibisaro, Otsidam Shratim, Hoel the Ein Daman, Chaluk Mibisaran, they are Mitztarfim. So here we understand that Chelev, by definition, the Chelev is the part that's Osir, the Basar is the part that's Mutter. And therefore, obviously, there's no Tziruf between Eter and Isser. There would be no Tziruf between them. Therefore, what comes to tell me, you should know that the same thing is true about Dam, where the Dam is Choluk from the Basar. When, however, it comes to Shratzim, since over there is no Isser separately on Dam, because we learn out that Shratzim are not included in the Isser of the Kol Chela of Behema and Of and Chaya, So over there, since there's no separate iser of the Boser and the Dam, the Boser and the Dam are mitzarev to the dinim of Sheret. You're telling me that's how we know this? I thought we know that from Mehatam Nafka. Here the Torah is listing the different shratzim. So and it lists the shmoni shratzim. So limed adama sheretz, that together with the sheretz, the mitztarfim zayim zeh. So you see that we don't need this particular pasuk to tell me that there is a tziruf that shayach between the blood of the sheretz and the actual body of the sheretz. Ah, but what was it talking about over there? Over there it was talking about shmona shratzim. Shmona shratzim are indeed mitanim. Right? Okay, so I understand. Then Yilav HaKesh, if it hadn't been for the Kekesh, I would have said, look, Sagdach min Hanimil l'tum'ah. When it comes to Tum'ah, the Shirach Tum'ah Nesheretz is Bika'adasha. So the Shmona Shratzim that are Mitamin, Bika'adasha, comes along the Torah to tell me that the Dom is Mitztarev to the Shir of the Kadash, but that's because they have a Din of Tum'ah, which is very chomi. Mashen King, when it talks about the other Shratzim, where you're only dealing with the Yisra'achila is Bekizayit. How do I know that it's Mitztarev? So L'achila Imalo, Hashmin and Akesh, L'achila, this Hekesh is talking about Tum'ah. This Hekesh is talking about Tzirv V'achila. Those are two separate dinim with two separate shurim. Omarvina, Hilkach Dam Nachashu B'Sarom Mitztarfim. You should know that because of this, a snake is mitztarev together with its dam for shear of kezias. Huh? What do you mean because of this? That's what he said. My kabashman, I know Akesha. You just said that. Why would I have thought that it's any different? Oh, because he was pointing out that Salka, like the Chamina, Sheretz, the Drabi, the Tuma, it Drabi, the Achila. Nachash, the Loit Drabi, the Tuma, the Loit Drabi, the Achila at all. You understand? Gamash Malan, therefore, I would have thought that, wait, no, hold on a second. There's the din of achila on a sheretz of the shmona shratzim, also it's an isra achila. So when you tell me you should know that dam is mitzarif ilim l'achila, maybe that means l'achila of the shmona shratzim, because I know that the dam is mitzarif l'gabe the shir of kadasha for tumah. But how about a nachash, which is not included in the shmona shratzim? Bchal doesn't have tumah. How do I know that I have a right to be marba a itzira for achila? That's why I'm coming to tell you a chiddush, says Ravina, that you might have thought that bechlal wasn't the l'sraibel achila at all. Gamash malan the hekesh is kufa come to kol mili the end amo kaluk mi besaro mashma. I'm just pointing out that since the way in which we made the hekesh was in this strange fashion of comparing chelev, where the chelev is choluk from the basar, that's a pretty complex kind of hekesh. So I'm pointing out that the way in which we state the hekesh is so inclusive with what's an afkamina, whether it's mitami or not. The point is the same choluk mi basar. Omar Rava, there are three separate kritut that are amurot bedam. Why in the world do we need three separate kritut? The one that we mentioned over here, we just mentioned in Tzav, and there's an additional two in Achrei Mot. For what reason? Achat l'dam chulin. So one is to tell me a din of karet and chulin. Achat l'dam kadashim. V'achat l'dam atamtzit. And one is for the blood after the yitziat dam hanefesh, which I can no longer use for kapara. So I need to use dam hanefesh yichaper. But nonetheless, there's still an issur karet on eating the dam hatamtzit. Wait a minute. That is a big machloket. Not everybody holds that. Hanichal Rabbi Yehuda the Tanya. It only works out Libra Rabbi Yehuda. Because as we learned in the Braita, dam hatamtzit ba'azara, aliba the Tanakama, the dam hatamtzit is only in issur lav. Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi karet. So according to the Rabbanan, what do we need the third karet for? El Rabbanan. Aila mayata. What's it for? And the truth is that even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need a third pasuk, because he learns the isra of karet, the chalot of karet, and dam atamtzit from dam, kol dam. So the kol dam is mar b'tanya. Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer, look, it could have just said dam. Ma'atamud lomar kol dam. Because I would have thought if it had just said dam lo tochlu, so I would have said, okay, that's referring to dam where it's mechaber, so it's dam karashim shanefesh yotzebo, not dam atamzit, which is mechaber. But how about dam chulin? How about dam atamzit? Neither of which are mechaber. Minayin, how do I know that over there it's dam lo tochlu? Therefore, Talmud lomar kol dam lo tochlu. So even Ali Ravir, it doesn't make sense that we need one of the karets to tell me an additional chumrah legavi dama tamsit. So not only according to Rabbanan, who don't even agree that there's a din of karet on dama tamsit, but even Ali Ravir, it's not from here. Sorry, let's try that again. So the three are coming to tell me echad adam chulin that there's a chi of karet, echad adam kodashim that there's a chi of karet, echad adam kisui that there's a chi of karet. Dam kisui is a machlok, as Rashi tells us how to learn it. Rashi learns that dam kisui means dam that you were machasa, and then it became uncovered. You would have thought once you're machasa, it becomes bottled to the ground. Kamash v'lan, even dam kisui you're chayav. But I must say, what appears to be a much more reasonable pshat is to say that since ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim is the mikor of dam, that's what the Torah mentioned in terms of the yisur. Don't eat it, ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim. So dam kisui is not ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim. It has to be covered. It has to be first. You have to prepare the ground with offer, then you put it. It has to be off lamata, off lamala. That's not called ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim. Kamashman is separate yisur to tell me, separate karet to tell me even on dam kisui there's also an yisur karet. Amar Rava, furthermore, says Rava, I explained to you why there's three kritut in dam. But I'd like to explain to you why we have five separate lavim in dam. Now the truth is we have way more than five separate lavim by dam. But as Rashi explains, we know that many of those psukim were used for different drushas. And they were even used to teach me. One is used to teach me. In other words, there's things that have nothing to do with dam. What I'm talking about, said Rava, is the five lavin that specifically are limited to dam. So we had the one that we mentioned over here, Chukat Olam. We had the Kol Dam Lo Tochelu B'chol Moshotechem. We have the ones in Achremot, Dam Kol Basar Lo Tochlu. We have in Lo Tochlenu Ala Arz Tishpachenu Kamayim that we just spoke of earlier, and we also have the Rak Hadam Lo Tochlu. Besides that, in Re'e, we have Lo Tochlu and Olar Shepachanu Kamayim. There are two, really, in Re'e. And I want to explain why in the world we would need five separate Lavim B'dam. So I say like this. One of them is coming to tell me Dam Chulin. Achat Dam Chulin. One is coming to tell me Dam Kodashim. One is coming to tell me Dam Kisui, as we just said. One of them is coming to tell me the Dam that is left in the Evarim. And one of them is coming to tell me Dam Atamtzit that leaves the body after the Dam HaNefesh. Omer Rebbe Lo, look, you know, the same way that we have different Lavim that we just saw over here on Chelev, that it's possible to bring you in different ways as if they're different Ha'alamot. There's also differences in Malkut in the way the Torah expresses Lavim. So let's say somebody eats Maaser Dagan and Maaser Tirosh and Maaser Yitzhar. He would get three separate Malkiot because the Torah puts it that way. So Achal Maaser Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzhar, he would be Chayev three separate times because it says, Lo tuchal le'chol b'sharecha ma'asar de'gant chatiroshcha v'yitzarecha. Why do you mention separately ma'asar de'gant chatiroshcha v'yitzarecha? So it's the same thing as the separate lavim that we find over here that we spoke about by Chelev where we said that there was a tzat to say chor cheseves. Wait a minute. I thought we don't give Malkot on a lav shebich lalot. Now, in this sense of lav shebich lalot, what we mean is we don't give more than one malkot on lav shebich lalot. Says the Gemara, yes, but that's only where the psukim are not extra. Over here, the psukim are extra. Shaynei ha'achad miatri kroi mirte. The Torah says v'chatav ne'ashem lokecha ma'aser dargantchat tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. Okay, that means you have to eat it lifnei Hashem lokecha. Lifnei Hashem lokecha by definition means bifnim, not b'chutz. So bifnim in b'chutz lo. Are we agreed that that means that it's aser to eat it b'chutz? So why did the Torah have to write lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha ma'aser dargantchat tiroshcha v'yitzarecha? If I know that, So it must be lechalek, and to tell me each one is a separate lot. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. That's an asei. So I mean, the Torah says, eat it. Yes, I understand that it's a lava say, which means don't eat it, not but that's not an Isra Malkut. That's not an Azara. That's an Isra say. I mean, what does that prove? I'm to okay, obviously because of that. The Torah, if it wants you to know that there's an Azara, has to write lo tuchal in order that it should be lo ukma balav, in order to establish that there's a lav. But that lav is still a lav shebichalalot, that it refers to three separate things as one. What I mean is, it's extra, because in keneim akro lo tuchal lo ochlam b'sha'orech. I mean, you just said, eat basar de gankati roshkavi yitzarecha lifnei Hashem Elokecha, right? So, just say, and don't eat them, lo tuchal lo ochlam, don't eat them, not lifnei Hashem Elokecha. You have to repeat the whole thing, do you? So, why do you need to say basar de gankati roshkavi yitzarecha lamali? It must be liyechudei achila de kochad v'chad, to tell me there's a separate achila on each, separate yisr achila on each and every one.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Okay, we're holding today on Daf Dalit and the two dots at the top of the daf. So we've managed to get through the sugya of the chalukah, how we know the din of chalukah. We've taken a look at the concepts of multiple kriyut that are basically being included in various categories. So we're talking about Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, perhaps even the din of Avodah Zchutz, which the Gemara was machalik about. And today we are up to, after discussing the question of whether the end of the Mishnah that talks about the machlokas in terms of Megadeh, if it's also true Megadeh Ov, or whether there's something different about the Maiseh that's involved by Megadeh. And we're finally up to the particulars over here, such as the case of Ochel Chelev. So says the Mishnah, Ochel Chelev, your Chayev, and it gives one karet. Tan Rabbanan, Kol Chelev Shor v'Chesed v'Eiz lo tochelu v'Chayeva kol achat v'achat v'Rav Yishma. What's interesting is that the Pasuk mentions separately the Chelev, three separate animals, Shor, Chesed, and Eiz. Says Rav Yishma that means you would be Chayev. Here he's not talking about Korban, he's talking about a Chiyev of Malkus. We'll see how it relates to our issue of Korban. But he says, in other words, if you would get a Hatra'ah on one Achilas Chelev from these various three animals, obviously if you do anything with separate Hatra'ot, the Hatra'ah itself makes the act a different act, even if it would be the same thing. But over here you've got one Hatra'ah and you have three separate things that you do. They're all included in the Hatra'ah, don't eat Chelev. Since there's three separate Lavim, and you could be Chayev three separate Malkiot. And the Rabbanan say you're only Chayev one. Name of Akka Niflege, shall we say that the Machlokas is that according to Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Lokin Alav Shebechlavut, Rabbanan Savrei, and Lokin Alav Shebechlavut. Is it that the question is whether we look at this as a too general love, and therefore you don't get Malkus on the details of Alav Shebechlavut? Now, the Rashba points out various locations. He says, Advarim Atikim, that it's very well known that the way in which the sugya of Lav Shebechlavut is presented across Shas is different every time it's presented, because there are many issues, we've spoken about this, many, many different types of issues included in the concept of Lav Shebechlavut. There's certain Lav Shebechlavut which we say you don't get Malkut on the Lav at all. It's about the Shakhtu, Lo Teshakhtu et Nafshotechem. It means all kinds of things. Don't avoid going to the bathroom when you need to. Don't be involved in eating something that is disgusting. But you're not going to have malchus on any of those forms. So you were assuming, according to Rabbani, certainly you're going to get some malchus. And that's because the Isser itself is clear. What we have on here is examples. It's different from a lav that is interpreted in very broad ways and that have to do with the way you respond to it. So this does not mean that you won't get Malkus Alav Shebechlalut at all. The Rabbanan say in Lokin Ela Achas. They don't say in Lokin at all. But nonetheless, it's a type of sugya of Lav Shebechlalut. Over here it means relationship of the details that are expressed in one general Lav. You won't be mechuyev on each one of those details. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. It may be that Liyolam Savar Abishmal ain't looking on Lav Shebechlalut. As far as the overall ruling of Lav Shebechlalut, he may agree. The point over here is that the Torah went out of its way to use extra psukim that aren't necessary at all. To tell me I have something that the Torah would have taught me from each one of these things. Shor teaches me item A about Chelev, and Kesef teaches me item B, and then you get into a question. Yeah, but meanwhile we use separate examples, and therefore you should be chayav in each example. There would be moda that you would not get malchus. But the point over here is there's absolutely nothing to be gained from mentioning Shor, Chesef, A's. It's not necessary. It's all miyatri lekroi, because nichtov kroko Chelev, lo tochlu. All it has to say is don't eat Chelev, period. Why do I need to know that it's a chelav of a shor or a chesav of a's? If I would have said it as a general rule, I would certainly have assumed that it's a shor or chesav of a's. So lamali, shmarina lechalek, therefore must be coming to tell me here, of course, lechalek doesn't mean what lechalek meant until now, which was talking about separate chiyuvei chataot, which is used, thank you, which is usually the way that we use the word lechalek, by the way, throughout this passage. The word lechalek here is in terms of chatas. And we'll see there's many, many ways which is used. We have yidiot mechalkot. Knowing that you did something wrong makes the next time you do it a separate act, and therefore it's mechalek legabit chiyuv chata. So that's called it, that's yidiot. We have ha'alamot mechalkot. We saw the difference in shuas between things where the yidi is important and the ha'alam is important. We have gufim mechalkot. We have questions of whether Tamchuyin or Michalkot, Lavim or Michalkot. Here it's Lagabe Malkus that's being used. But he's saying, Shmamin al-Khalek to be Bechayev is separately on each Shor Chesavay separately, Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, I don't understand what you mean when you say it's unnecessary. Of course it's necessary. The Torah had not written Shor Chesavay's. How would you have known that Chelev does not include Chelev Chayam? So if you have a deer, you would think that there's an iser karet on eating the chelev of a deer, when in fact the chelev of a deer is kosher. Therefore, it has to write shor chesav eis lemeimra, the teacher, that only the chelev of a shor chesav eis would be asur. But the chaya shoring, if it would be the chelev of a chaya, there would be no problem. That's a darn good point. That's a very good response. I mean, well, the Rabbanan are absolutely right. Why does Rabbi Yishmael think that we don't need Shor Chesav Eis and that it's all extra? True. Sorry, but we misunderstood Rabbi Yishmael. Actually, Ella, Heiner time with Rabbi Yishmael, because Savarim came lift of Kol Chelev Shor, not of Chelev. Wouldn't just mentioning Shor be sufficient to make it clear that has at least in the general category of a shor, and that it is a type of behema, not a type of chaya. But if it's a deer, so that would be enough to let me know that there's no chiyuv on a deer. Why do you have to go ahead and tell me kesev eis, as if you're giving a long list of species, unless it's a group of the Talmud, it's a separate chiyuv on shor and kesev eis. Shma min al lechalek. No, said Rabbanan, it's not going to help you in the least. Because Rachmana called Chelev Shor, I still would have said that it means a chaya. Why? Because the word Shor, as it appears in the story of Har Sinai, is expanded to include all types of animals, even including a chaya. So I would have said, Hava mina nelet Shor mi Sinai, Magabi Sinai. Chayava of Kayot Seven, just like we learn out by Sinai, that there is a separate, and over there we had the Mechitzas and our Sinai and the Hagbalah that prevented the Aliyah of people or animals. And just like it said over there, Shor Sinai, it means Chayav Ofka Yotzebo. Hafka Binachio, I would say the word Shor is a very inclusive word. Chayav Ofka Yotzebo. So I have to write Shor Kesef Eis. Lenemer the Hami would also have a Chayav Of Shor. So I still need to know that a Chayav is Mutter. That's also a darn good point. Sharper Karmelo. Okay, let's make it a little bit tighter, okay? Haino Taima, what Rabbi Shmuel's reasoning is like this. He says that the Torah could have written Kol Chelev Kesef, Lotochel. Okay, it's a fine. Shor, you're right. I would have learned Shor from Har Sinai. It doesn't say Kesef by Har Sinai. So it could have said Kol Chelev Kesef. It could have said Kol Chelev Eis. Why does it have to say Shor Kesef Eis? Lomali, Shmami Alakalek. Rabbanan say, that's still no good. Because let's say it would have said Kol Chelev Kesef. I might actually have thought that only the Chelev of the Kesef is Osir, and I'll tell you why. I would have said Chelev of the Kesef is Osir, a Shor and an Eiz v'Shor. And I know you're going to ask me, why in the world would you have thought that? Clearly the Torah would have just said Kesef as an example. Not true. B'chitei mamai umei de Kesef. If you're going to turn around and ask me, well, why do I think Kesef is unique? I'll tell you why. Isn't it true that the Kesev has a part that is put on the Mizbeach that is unique to any other animal, and that is the fat tail, which is basically a type of chelet, and none of the other animals have that halacha, or have that part actually, and maybe therefore the Torah has a completely different way of relating to the chelet of the Kesev, since it's more expensive than the chelet of other animals. Yeah, we're gonna see this fatter we got the chulin in a moment. Ukinatani Rabbi Chananya. Lama manakatuv emurim b'shor, emurim b'kesev, emurim b'eis. Remember we had this drush in Bechorot, where it says ach b'chor, shor b'chor, kesev b'chor, eis. Why does it have to repeat the whole din of hakrova lagabe mizbeach of three separate animals? Tzrichin, over there used exactly this reasoning. Same reasoning that I want to apply over here by Chela. And he said over there that if it would only have said Shor, I would have said Kesef Eis, actually the Emurim of a Bechor would not be brought in the Mizbeach. Lo yafin amine, the Ikalamivik Malar Shor, Shekein Nidrabata, Shenidraba Binachasim. Remember that the Torah demands much larger Nesachim of Yain when it comes to a Shor. Not on any other animal. So then you'll say, okay, so then just write Kesef, alright? So Dichtav Akmona Kesef, it ain't of Shorvis the Eis. Mi Kesef, no. I would have said maybe Kesef is unique to be brought in the Mizbeah. Shekein Nitrabe Ba'aliyah. Now, was that a good enough reason for us to require the Pasuk of Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesef, Bechor Eis? Why isn't it enough to justify a Pasuk of writing Chelev Shor? Kesef is exactly the same reasoning. Whatever I'm going to tell you over there, I'm going to apply directly over here. I don't know what Rabbi Shmuel is going to do with that. And then you're going to say, okay, so let the Torah say A's. And we address that as well over there. Nelev shor v'kesef minei ikalamifach malayi shekein nitrabai tzal avodat kochavim. The halacha is that the seir avodat kochavim is unique korban. Apparently the Torah feels that there's something very powerful about the takona of the emurim of an eis. For whatever reason. The whole thing, as far as we're concerned, is magical. So how do I know to bring it up on the Mizbeah? If the others, maybe only this one. And there we said, okay, minchad lo yalfin. And I understand that you can't learn from any one of the three. Couldn't you have learned from two out of the three and derived the third? Nichtov Tarte, the name of Chadami Tarte, let it just write two out of the three and let's learn the third. Of course, again, remember we're still talking about our drasha of the Kol Chelev, of Bechor Shor, Bechor Eis, and so on. Okay, we said over there. Okay, hi, Dane. Tell me, how do we, go ahead, set it up. Okay, I'll set it up. Nelev Shor mi Kesef Eis, okay. Let it say Kesef Eis, let me learn Shor out of Kesef Eis. No. You have an obvious question over there. Kesev and Eis are included within the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach, and the Shor is definitely not. So that means that there's something that the Torah is marked on by the Kesef HaEtz. Maybe that's the reason that there's a din of Bechor on Kesef HaEtz. That's B'chaya Dei Murim. The same thing would be true of your B'chelev. Shkin and Rabba Eitz of Tapesa. Okay, let it not say Kesef then. We'll learn it out from Shor HaEtz, okay? Then you don't have that common denominator. No, Shor HaEtz also have a common denominator. Iton Pircha, namely, Mal Shor HaEtz Shkin and Rabba Eitz of Avodat Kochavim. Its Tzibur is going to bring both a par and a Sawyer for Avodat Kochavim. Now, it can't be a coincidence that the Keves is not included over there. So I say, okay, if the Torah already told me there's something in common between Shor and Eitz, Legabe Avodah Zorah for Kapora, maybe that's what's in common, Legabe and Lurman and Mizbeach too. So can't learn out from there. So, okay, let me learn out A's from Shor and Kesev and not have to have the Pusik of A's. No. There's a common denominator of Shor and Kesev either. Namely, both Shor and Kesev have a Tzad Ribui Legabe Mizbeach. The Shor, as we saw before, has a unique size for Nisachim, which is proportionately greater than the others. And the Kesev, of course, has its fat tail, has its aliyah. So you cannot learn any of these three from each other or from any combination of two. So what does Rabbi Yishmael think he's doing? Telling us that the reason it says Shor Kesev Eitz Legabe Chelev is to tell me that it should be Chayav Malkus on each one separately. Eloliyolam. Okay, you know what? You're driving me crazy. I'm going back to what I said before. Time of the Rabbi Yishmael Kedam Rina Miyikara. I say we could have left out the whole Shor Kesev Eitz thing in the first place. You got into this, and I blame myself for letting you do this to me. You pushed me into a corner by insisting that the only way I would know that Echaya is not included is by learning it out directly from Shor Kesev Eitz. That's not why I know Echaya is not included. I'm smart enough to know Echaya is not included without that. The Torah could have written Chelev, Relishtok and be quiet. Now what are you going to say? I know your response, my Amrit. That I, because of Shor Kesev Eitz, will Mishra Chelev Chaya. No. I don't need Shor Kesev Eitz to address Chaya. Where does this pasuk appear, for God's sake? It's in the middle of the dinim of Kachim. Is there such a thing as a deer that's brought in the Beit HaMikdash? Did you ever hear of a rule that's called Dovah HaLamad Mi'inyano? So one of the midot shatorah nidreshet b'hem is that a context defines how it is that we're to see the particular Isur. I mean, any idiot who reads that parsha sees the context as kulei kachim. So how in the world would I have thought to include a chaya if that's not what I'm talking about? I think it would be worthwhile to actually look inside, since we're going to be dealing with a number of different sukkah. Could you bring the pile, maybe, of that? Yeah, you know, there's like 10 korins. Yeah. Okay, so based on the Valam Admin, you know, I already know that we're talking, yeah, you can, that's fine. I already know that we're talking about Nan Chaya. Are you going to come? Are we going to do this langsam?
Even though there's no coffee, we can't
end it. Wow, that's great.
Wow.
That is good. Okay, let's take a look. There's a number. Is there another one? Because this is very small.
Oh,
no. Well, I want you to have that. Okay. We have a number. We have a number. Yeah. No, no, that's me. I don't care. I can't. I just can't look at a film that doesn't have the parsha.
Okay.
All right. So we have a number of different places. We have in Tzav, and we have also in back in Vayikra, we have the halachas of eating chelev. So, if you take a look in, first take a look in Tzav, in Vayikra Zayin. And there, towards the end of the parsha of Shlomim, in Posik Chav Gimel, I'd like you to look a little bit before. Okay, start at the parsha beginning. Not, when I say parsha, I don't mean the sedra.
Shlishi.
Yeah, Shlishi begins in the Tuchah. V'zot Torat Zevach HaShlamim Asher Yakriv LaHashem. Starts talking about the various dinim of the Shlamim, and then gets to talk about the Isser of Karet in Pasuk Chof. HaNefesh Asher Tuchah Basar Mizevach HaShlamim V'tumator Alav V'nichrita. Correct? That's the din of Karet. Pasuk Chof Aleph. You'll see why it's important to see this. V'nichrita HaNefesh Ayim Mi'amea. That again is talking about Achilas, Basar, Zvokim, which we learn out all Kodesh from Zvokhi Shlamim, that are where the person is Tomek. And then in the middle of this Ketucha, mind you, begins by Daber Hashem HaMashel Lemor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lemor, Kol Chelev Shor Vachesa Vaez Lotokim. Says Rabbi Yishmael, and if I hadn't said Kol Chelev Shor Chesav Eiz, if I would have said Kol Chelev Lotokhelu, you wouldn't have looked back and said, obviously we're in the middle of the Parsha of Shlomim, this couldn't be talking about Achaya. It's telling you, these things that are roy to be brought on the Mizbeach, all of this Chelev is put on the Mizbeach of a Shlomim. In an equivalent type of animal, which is either a Shor Chesav Eiz, I already know that, I've had three old Sukkim, Parshas to describe separately the dinim of Shlomim, Shor, Kesev, Eiz. So I know that very clearly, that a Shlomim is Shor, Kesev, Eiz. You want to tell me an equivalent animal of Chulin, don't you dare eat the Chelev. Fine. So tell me, Kol Chelev, don't eat, either it's on the Mizbeach, if it's Kachim, or you're not allowed to eat it if it's Chulin. I need to know that it's not a Chaya? What, am I an idiot? Therefore, Tainas Rebbe Yishmael, the whole meaning of the word Shor, Kesev, Eiz, have got to be to teach you that the law applies separately to eating shor, chelev, kesef, chelev, and eis chelev. And you would be chayim malchus on each one separately. Again, we're not talking about a chatas, because for a chatas we saw we may need an actual law, a separate law. We'll get to that. But when it comes to malchus, this seems to be very clear. But keep your chumashim open, because we're going to have more on this to see how the various surim of chelev interrelate. I think you came in late. We said that generally the chalek is in terms of chataot. So we have yidiot mechalkot, or halamot mechalkot, or tamchuyim mechalkim, or lavim mechalkim, or karek mechalek, or gufim mechalkim, and so on. Mechalek means to have each one separate. Yeah, in general, the word chiluk, in the very broadest sense, we have, let's say, by the malachas. We would be mechalek one malacha from each other, or one Israel or Azura from each other.
It's a separate
onus. Correct. But we had by the Arayot. How do we know that each one of the Arayot is separately Mechayim? No, but generally throughout the dinim of Shigagot, Chiluk is in terms of Chiyuv Chatas. Here it's not. Here it's Lechalek separately a Chiyuv Malkus on Shor Chesav Ve'ez of the Chel. So therefore, says Rabbi Yishmael, to continue, Kikosuv Krabin Yonah de Kachim, anybody can see that the Pasuk is written in the middle of the Sugya of Kachim, and therefore it's a Dover Lamad Bein Yono, and that's the end of it. Hey, wait a minute. You're trying to tell me that according to Rabbanan, the context doesn't define the Pasuk? Isn't that one of the rules? No, of course I don't mean that. Look, Kule Yama Yafin and Dover Lamad Bein Yono. Obviously, the context defines the rules. But says, how far does Dovah Alamed Minyano extend? Rabbi Shmuel Sovar, Lamedim Lav Milav, Valav Mikaras. Now all of this piece, says Rashi, was some idiot who didn't know what he was doing, tried to insert his Pirush into the text. And it's clear that he's an Amoret. So skip to, that's Rashi. Skip to the end of the word, the Lakalik, where the parentheses end.
And
the Rabbanan hold that only Lav Mi Lav Yalfina, the Lav Mi Karet Lo Yalfina. So it's very simple. What were we talking about in the Pasuk? Right before we got to the Dinin of Chelev. We were talking about a basar shigabachol tameh, and then we went on to a nefesh asher tochal v'nichreta nefesh ayim mi'amea, and then again nefesh kitigabachol tameh b'tumat adam v'nichreta nefesh ayim mi'amea. The question is, does the din of context refer to placing a lav in context, Or does the din of context even refer to an inyan that is defining karet and put an yisur lav in the context of the karet, the aforementioned karet? The Rabbanan holds that since the issues before were issues of karet, they no longer are definitive of the context of the lav that you're about to define. You're trying to say the malchus of the lav is kavua al pi, the fact that I have separate shortcuts of A's, that I need to know that in terms of kochim. It's not true. The issues of kochim were Kari's issues, and Kari's issues are not contextual. They're magical. They're not part of the dinim of the Torah. They're telling you something that is irrelevant, in a sense, to you. They're giving you information that's not practical and doesn't define the context. So lav mikaret lo yafinan, or maybe there's another issue over here. Maybe the Rabbanan would agree, except that the Rabbanan hold that there's another reason for me to need the shor kesef ba'ez. You know, Rav Mori pointed out to Rav Zvi, why isn't, and this is what our president raised earlier, which I promised we would get to, why isn't the aliyah of a keves, of chulin, considered to be chelev? Elamiyata aliyah de chulin titzer. Let the iser of chelev, I mean, you're talking about the context. So we're talking about shlomim, kvasim, the aliyah goes on to the mizbeach, we treat it like chelev. You said kol chelev, which certainly seems to be contextual. Abba, you sure you want to sit all the way over there in the corner? One of these days, the actual shtender may simply take off and go straight. So he said to him, he said, Alecha, that question is the reason why the Torah says, Kol Chelev Shor B'Chesef Eiz. You know? Because what it's telling you is that there's got to be a common denominator when it comes to Chelev. And there's no common denominator that includes the Aliyah, because there isn't an Aliyah. You look at a Shor, it simply doesn't have one. So how could the Torah be answering Shor Kesef Eiz when they don't share the same body parts? Therefore, the Torah writes it specifically in such a way that you should know the chelev, which is in common between shor, kesef, eis, is also for you to eat. Mashenke, the kesef, which has the additional aliyah, that's not in common and that's not included in the yisr of shor, kesef, eis. There you go. Dovah hashaveh b'shloshtam b'inan. We need something that is a common denominator between all three animals. Baleka, and we don't have that when it comes to fat tails. Hilkach, therefore, say the Rabbanan. Look, you're absolutely correct. At least to this Ibai Dema. You're absolutely correct, Rabbi Yishmael. We don't need Shor Kesef Eiz to tell me that a chayas chelev is kosher. But we do need it to tell me that you have a right to eat the chulin aliyah. So he also Shor Kesef Eiz l'mishrei aliyah de chulin hudiyasa. That's coming to be matir the aliyah of chulin. And even though, of course, it's usher for some of the other reasons, but Barnea eats it. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Lecha? Rabbi Yishmael says that's all very true, but common denominators don't require two and one, do they? I mean, that can't a common denominator be in common between two things? So I mean, basically, a shor and a kesef itself would be enough to talk about common denominators. Shor without a fat tail, mm-hmm. Kesef with a fat tail. Okay, so fat tail's not in common. Why do I need A's? So A's lamali. Shmamin olakas. I'm saying the third one basically expresses to you that there's another issue that's involved. And the actual animal that you're eating from is Mechayev you separately. Omer Rebbe Chanina said, Rebbe Chanina, by the way, in case you happen to be learning this while you're learning Krisis, don't get confused. All Rebbe Shmuel was talking about was Malchus. But Motor Rebbe Shmuel in Korban, Shinamevi Elachatatacha, he certainly would agree that in terms of the Sugyan Kritut, you don't get separate Kritut that are Mechayev separate Chataot on this. My Taina, Well, I mean, a lo dami adin lavi to lavi darayas. Now, this usually, I must tell you, usually this format, lo dami x lo y, is always a format that compares a particular to the root. The y is always the root. Okay, so in other words, let's say we have lav de chasima. The lav of chasima becomes the model for where you're chay of malchus. If we take a look at a lav and we say, the lo domi lo lav de chasima, that means that since the root of the, or the model of the dira malchus is y, this x is not similar to y. Obviously, the arayot, we just mentioned before, are not a model. We never use them to say, this, kazer eve kadesh, anything like this, is what we're talking about. So Rashi explains it, it's sort of like a borrowed phrase here. And what it means is that, look, didn't we just go through hell to explain to you that there's a chiluk of chataot when it comes to arayot? Over there we had separate lav and mention, and nonetheless we needed to establish that the separate lav is machayev v'chatos. It never occurred to anybody that a single lav that would have separations purely in terms of the malchus, that that would be enough to be machayev a separate chataot. So let's not even start that path, because it never occurred to anybody. It's clearly unacceptable. We all understood that in order to be machayev of you a separate chatas, it's got to say a separate lo, pen, hishamer, al. You can't just have it because it's a detail in an overall lav. So if in the parsha of arayot, we would have had with lo tishkav im kol she'er basar, imcha, chotcha, and so on and so forth. So then I said, okay, that would be like chelev. Lo tochal kol chelev. Sure, it has seven A's, but that's not what it says. It goes through each one, it goes through the whole schlepperai. You know? Nobody should sleep with his ex. She'er chavu, zimahi, whatever. And each one of them starts again. That's already a separate law. But chiluk, within a particular law for Malkut, no one ever suggested that it would be a separate katas. And don't think that that's what Rabbi Yishmael means when he says l'chalei. He's modeling in korban she'ena mevi elakatatecha. Turn around, buddy. Now, back at the beginning, we spoke about this very interesting pasuk when it came to the Yisurim of Shabbos yesterday. And today we're going to talk about it in general. Notice, it's kedai now to turn, but keep your finger in the place in Sav. Go back to Vayikra. And look in Vayikra at the beginning of the story of Chataot, which is in Chamishi, Perek Dalet. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'mor, daber al b'nei Yisrael l'mor, nefesh ki techet ha-bishkaga mikom mitzvot Hashem, asher lo te'asena, v'asa me'achat mehena. So me'achat mehena, v'darshan, can be read as achat mehena. From Hena comes Achat, from Achat can come Hena. And we looked into Shabbos and we saw that there were various types of things. We're going to go through that again today in general. So we said, Tan Rabbana, Asa me Achat me Hena. That tells me Asa Achat me Asa Hena. There's two ways to do the Lavim and to be Machayev Achatas. This is first of all the fact that we could talk about Achat means you're Chayev Akol Achat V'Achat. And that means Im Achal Chelev V'Chelev. This is interesting. If you eat two times chelev, and it would be a shem echad, but it would be b'shnei ha'alamot, so you do that two separate occasions. In other words, you remembered in between that this was also a chelev, then you would be chayev shtayim. How about if you ate shtei shemot be'al echad? How about if you ate two different shemot? Meaning, this is interesting. How can you eat chelev that are two shemot? No, it means, in other words, let's say you take the chelev from the kidney and the chelev on the document, right? And you eat from two different places. There you also chayev, even be'al echad. Says the Gemara, Amale Rami Bach, Amale Chisda, wait a minute over here, Bishleim Hashleim Echad Mishlei Alamot Chayev Shtayim. I mean, we know very well that Ha'alamot or Milchakim, that's a given because the Torah says specifically, Oh hoda elav chatato asher chata. That pasuk is central to the whole din of chatas. What's mechayev you the chatas is the hoda elav chatato. The moment there's a yediyah, there's a chiyuv. If you go ahead now and eat again, it's nothing to do with the first chatas. Why in the world would I think you could bring one chatas for all? That's established by that. Where did you get the idea that something such as the location of the chalev would be mechalek? That's outrageous. Abin and halamot chokim the leka, and that doesn't apply over here. No. He says, of course it doesn't mean that. It means mishnei shemot, two separate surino is what it means, of course. We're talking about over here, akamayaskinan, to go into akal chalev din notar. Person ate chalev, but that animal was also notar. So therefore, he's chayev two separate chataot, one because of the yisur of notar, and one because of the yisur of chalev. Ah, no, so that can't be. In Cain, sorry? Yeah, but you know the answer. I mean, we're not interested over here in the Isser Chalal Isser issues, but
okay.
But we know why. That it's, I mean, we have our discussions a million times about this. Ask the Gemara in Cain, Chayev Nami Mishum Kodesh. Why aren't I also Chayev in the fact that a Zar that eats Kodesh, it would be Chayev Ane Asham Ilot? How about that? Ela Amar of Sheshes. Actually, now the truth is that there is a machlokas about how many times you are a chayev, and what it's talking about over here is not that you ate the chalev of Noser, you ate the chalev of Hegdesh, and it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that we're not talking about asham ilot over here. We're talking about chataot. When it says two, it means two for chalev. How do you get two for chalev? It's going according to... I mean, if you start talking about no, sir, you're right. Then it would have to be three, because you have to worry about the milot. That's not the point of this brisa. The point of the brisa is to discuss chalev, not no, sir, not kodesh and meila, chalev. But Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that there are two separate isurim of achilas chalev. One is the isur of chalev that applies to mugdashim, and one is the Yisra of Chalev that applies to Chulin. And we'll see later on that he has two separate sukkot to tell me those two separate lavin in two separate parshiot. And therefore, he sees them as relating to separate halachas. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you'd be chayim mishum shtei shemot, both of them would be for Chalev. The Tanya, achal Chalev nevela, or achal Chalev mukdashim, chayev shtayim. If you eat an nevela, okay, so you're also an Avela, because it's called Chalev Nevela is also an Avela. And on the other end, if you eat Mugdashim, you would be Chayev then too, because you also have Me'ila, says Rabbi Yehuda, no, sir. If you ate Chalev Mugdashim, you would be Chayev three, because you'd have two for Chalev itself. And then you have the additional question of whether you're going to bring it Asham Me'ila. Our Braita is referring to the element of Rabbi Yehuda that is talking about the two Isurim of Chalev itself, one in Vayikra, one in Tzav, which we're going to look into a little bit later, and that's why it says you're Chayev because of two Shemot, meaning two Psukim, two Lavim. Two Lavim equals two Chiyuvim. Mechaychwala b'marav. Of course, in Eretz Yisrael, they looked a little bit indulgently on the silly discussions that are taking place in Bavel. And they smiled and they say, for heaven's sakes. When if that's what they think the meaning is over here, that we're trying to figure out all of the Yisurim in terms of Chalev. I mean, obviously it must have occurred to them that the simplest solution on the surface would have been to say, it's Rabbi Yishmael, of course, who says that you could be Chayev separate Shemot. Ko Chalev Shor Chesed Ve'ez. You're chayav on each one separately, correct? Now, but they were smart enough not to make that dumb mistake. Why? In what sense were they smart enough? Because they didn't realize, well, Rabbi Shmuel, he was only talking about Malkus. He wasn't talking about Chathas. How would that have helped us? Well, if they were smart enough to figure that out, why weren't they smart enough to figure out that Rabbi Yehuda was saying exactly the same thing? The reason... Why didn't they say Vinuk going Chalev the Shar because of Ez Rabbi Yishmael, the Amr Loika Shalash? I'll tell you why. The reason that they didn't say it's going like Rabbi Yishmael is because I'm Rabbi Chanina, Moda Ay Rabbi Yishmael in Yikarb, and Chayev Alakatas Akas. They knew that Rabbi Yishmael never intended to discuss Chataot. Well, I got news for you. Hashtanami Karibi Yehuda Lomituk is not going to help you to say it's going like Rav Yehuda, and there's two separate Yisurim of Chelev, because Rav Yehuda also was only talking about Malkus. The Omer Rabbi Elazar, Mode Hayah Rav Yehuda Linyan Korban, Shena Mevi Elachatas Chat. He's also Mode, there's only one Korban Chatas on Chelev, even though there may be two separate issues of Malkus. So this was entirely the wrong way to approach the Braisa. Okay, let's go back to the beginning and try to figure out what we mean about two Shemot, where you don't have Yediot that are Mechalkot. There's no Ohoda Elav Katato. There's no finding out about your fate in between. Nonetheless, the Braisa is claiming you to be Chayav Tu Chatzot. Tell me the case. Where is the case? Omer Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Tutani. I'll tell you what the case is. We will see later on that there is a dramatic development in Rabbi Yehoshua, who holds that in the same way that a goof is mechalev, the same way that you distinguish between two bodies in which the isurim may be similar, but you've got two sisters, and you sleep with two sisters. Each sister is a different world, a different Isur. The same thing is true if you eat two batches of cooking that include Chelev. How could you possibly compare the Chelev of a roast to the Chelev of a cholent? And therefore, the Tamchuyim themselves are considered to be the equivalent of separate bodies, and that's what it's referring to. Nothing to do with the way in which the Isser is defined. That's the only way to understand that, right?
Without requiring Haloma in between.
Correct. Without a Haloma Mechalev. Without a Yadiyah Mechalev.
Same Chalev as before.
Yep. Same Chalev, but a different body. Gufa. Let's get into what the Braita took for granted that we're aware of these various Isurim. The Braita said, Achal Chelev Nivela Lokeshtayim. Chelev Mugdashim Lokeshtayim. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chelev Mugdashim Lokeshalosh. Omele Rav Shizbi L'Rava. I just trying to understand all of the various Shitot over here. I do understand very well what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Because when you read the Pesukim, you clearly see three separate Isurim. Because Bishlami Rabbi Yehuda, Ayin Eksivi Kroy, the reason that Rabbi Yehuda is saying it is because we have really three separate Pesukim. Now let's take a look at these Pesukim. No difference. It's same thing. It's also, it's on Chelev Mugdashim. It has to be put on the Mizbeah. There's no heter of eating Chelev for anybody. Chelev and Mugdashim are the Emurim. They're put up on the Mizbeah. Sorry. I hope you weren't looking forward to it too much. So, let's take a look now back in Vayikra again. And all of a sudden, we're talking over there also again, interestingly enough, the Zevach HaShlamim. For some reason, the Zevach HaShlamim becomes the model for many Yisurim, one of which is Chelev. So we've got over there, starting in Revi'i, which is right at the beginning of Perek Gimel in Vayikra. Can try to see this inside. V'im Zevach Shlamim Korbano, and then it goes through separately Bokar and Keves and Eitz. Okay, three separate parashas: Bokar, Keves, Eitz. At the end of the story that begins the Im Eiz Korbano in Pasuk Yud Beis, which is the beginning of a new parasha, Im Eiz Korbano, and there it talks about what to do. You do smicha, shechita lefneom, moed, zrika, the whole business. Look at the closing pasuk of the whole parashiyot of the dinim of Shlomim, chukat olam ledorotechem b'komoshotechem. Out of the blue, we weren't even talking about this. So chukas elam, not to eat any type of chelev or any type of dam. Smack bang in the middle of this parsha of the Shlomim. Very similar to what we had in Sav, looking back again, if you will, because now there's another pasuk I'd like you to see. Looking back in Zion, Chof Gimel, The Daber B'nei Yisrael Lemor Kol Chelev Shor Chesed Va'ez Lo Kol Chelev. And then it goes ahead and says, V'chelev Nidelav V'chelev Trefa Yaseh L'chol Malacha V'chol Lo Tochluhu. And that, of course, was the other thing the Brisa mentioned. If you ate Chelev of an Avela, you would be Lo Kishtayim. That the marker of this is this pasuk to tell me that there are separate Yisurim of Chelev and separate Yisurim of Nevela. Okay. So I understand that Rabbi Yudith looks first in Vayikra. In Vayikra he found Chukat Olam L'dorotechem B'chol Moshvotechem Kol Chelev L'oto Chelev. Fine, that's pasuk number one. Then he went to Vayikra. I mean, in Tetzav. And there he found Kol Chelev Shor Chesaves L'oto Chelev. Okay, that got him two separate Yisurim when it comes to Chelev. And then, of course, in Emor, there's the Bekol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. That's the Isser for Me'ilah. Mm-hmm. And that's Bechayav Yon Asher Matlas Alavim. There you go. I mean, I can count. You can count. So you're Chayav three things. How did Rabbanan get away with saying that, no, you're only Chayav two things? Well, the Rabbanan, my time, well, the Rabbanan say, wait a second over here. There's two separate Yisurim. Kasave lav de chukat olam. That opening pasuk of chukat olam de dorotechem, back in Parshas Vayikra, that's referring to the dam of Kodshim. The repetition in Tzav is talking about kol chelev shor chesed ve'ez. That's talking about cholin, and I need both of those. Lav de chelev v'shor. That's talking about cholin. V'tzricha, I must have two separate parshas because if the Torah only would have told me Kodshim. So of course, kachim. I mean, kachim, the chelev is meant to be put on the mizbeah. If you're going to sit there and you're going to eat it, then you're violating the whole idea of its kedusha as well. I mean, that makes sense to me, that which is meant to be put on the mizbeah, you don't eat. But chulin? Hey, malo. I mean, chulin, what does chulin have to do with all parsha? It's like saying a deer. Just like you understand that a deer doesn't have any chelev l'gabi yisr because it can't be put on the mizbeah. I'd say exactly the same thing. A shor that's not Kodesh is no different than a deer. It's not meant to be put on the Mizbeah. No problem in eating its chelev. Okay, comes along a third to say, an af al pichein, in chulin, it's also awesome. On the other hand, suppose it would have only said, kol chelev shor chesaveis. So I mean, okay, maybe it's only here of chulin that's awesome. Because there's never aspects of chelev, of chulin, that were ever mutter. But Chelev Mukdashim, which is actually Hutar Michlolo, because, I mean, after all, we do allow the fat that is in the tail of a non-keves, that's not an alya, we allow that, and that's excluded entirely from the dinim of the Mizbeach. So maybe Yama Miru Hutar Bisarani Shtreinami Chelban, I mean, maybe the din over there is that you can eat the chelev too. This is how Rashi learns, and many ask on him, that's very strange. What does that have to do with Hutter Michlolo? They don't have an aliyah. That's not Hutter Michlolo. Okay, I mean, the end where it says Hutter Bisaran has nothing to do with the point either. So the Hutter Michlolo would mean that there is Basar Kodesh that is given to the Mizbeah, and that Kodesh Baruch Hu will give it to the Kohanim to eat. Be another way of looking at it. In which case, maybe if you eat the chelev, it's not so bad. So I need two different psukim, whereas Rabbi Yehuda is using both of these psukim to tell me the same thing, and they overlap. So Rabbi Yehuda saw that. No. It says Chelev Shor Kesev Ve'ez. We already talked about that. It's in the middle of the sugya of Kachim. And if it's in the middle of the sugya of Kachim, how do you get to say it's a reference to Chulin? So what are you telling me? You're telling me the Rabbanan Sarvi Lo Yafinan Davar Lamed Minyano? What, the Rabbanan don't hold to the context? No, as we said before, everyone agrees the context defines it, but the question is, Rabbi Yehuda made him lav mi lav lav mi karet, Rabbanan Sarvi lav mi lav yalfinan, lav mi karet, lo yalfinan. Now again, apparently people were driven crazy by this. We have the whole insert, which Rashi says is irrelevant, a three-line insert. Tana Rabbanan is the way Rashi goes, ignoring the question of what it's coming for. Tana Rabbanan, kol chelev v'chol dam lo tochelu, this teaches us ma chelev lo kishtayim, af dam lo kishtayim. according to Rashi, the Divrei Reb Yehuda does not appear here. It has nothing to do with the previous discussion of Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So when it says Kol Chelev, the Kol Dam, this was the pasuk that we had the Dorotechem back in Vayikra. It's comparing Chelev and Dam, and it teaches me that just like there are two separate Chiyuvim on the Chelev, your Lokishtaim, Abdam Lokishtaim, you would be Chayev therefore on Dam as well. Then there would be two separate Yisurim. Chachamim Omrim Ein Bo Ela Azara Achat. There's only one Isur, as we just saw. Why would you be Lokishtayim? Now, wait a second. And according to review of the Mishnah, Chelev the Lokishtayim below Akesha. Excuse me, where'd you get the idea? According to review of the, you had a given. The given was Chelev, you get two Malkus. And now, I only know that that's true by Dan by learning it out of Chelev. How did you know it by Chelev? Without a Hekesh, below Akesha. Because you said there are two Psukim. One pasuk is kol chelav v'chol dam lo tochelu. The other pasuk is kol chelav shor v'chesed v'eis, right? Well, I've got news for you. Dam nami, I don't need a hekesh. I have exactly the same situation by dam. Below the kesha, nilkishtayim, dichti v'trei lavim. We've got two lavim by dam too. One back in Vayikra, kol chelav v'chol dam lo tochelu. And now, please look again at the very next pasuk after the sugya of dam, in the middle of your shlomim in the parsha of tzav, the closing two pasukim: v'chol dam lo tochlu v'chol moshvotechem la'ofel abeima. Now, why the heck is that any different than the Yisur of Chelev? Exactly the same thing. There's a repetition of the Yisur of Chelev in Tzav, and there's a repetition of the Yisur of Dam in Tzav. Mm-hmm. If the Yisur of Chelev is enough to give you two Malkias, because we add it to the Yisur in Vayikra, why isn't the Yisur of Dam enough to give you two Malkias, because we add it to the Yisur in Vayikra? I don't understand. Either we know that there's a given two, in which case we know both Dam and Chelev, or we hold that the given two is not two, but rather it's like Rabbanan, it's all basically different aspects of the same Isser, in which case it's true about Chelev too. So how could Akish teach me anything? So what is going on over here? Therefore, by Dam, so I asked the Gemara, Mishnah Chelev de Lokishtayim below Akesha. The only reason that it was given to you that there's two separate Mechiyuvi Malkias was because if it's Rei Kroy, you've got two Pesukim, namely Kol Chelev Chol Dam Lo To Chelev, A, and B, Kol Chelev Shor Chesev Adam, Shor Chesev A's, then Dam Nami below Akesha Nilkishtayim. We've got two Pesukim when it comes to Dam too. Tifti Vibetre Lavim, A, Kol Chelev Chol Dam Lo To Chelev, B, Vichol Dam Lo To Chelev, Vichol Moshvetechem Lo Fol Abeima. So that can't be how to read the Brayta. Fine. We have many Yisurim by Dam. We'll discuss that later. Tomorrow we'll discuss it. Elaema ma chelav lokesh sholeish. That's the point. Since you have three chiyuvim on chelav, by Dam you also have three chiyuvim. Oh yeah? Ma chelav lokesh sholeish? Wait a sec. What's the three? You mean halin trei lavin, the two lavin that we just discussed, you mean, and you're referring to the lav of zarut, called zar lo yochal kodesh, in emor. Is that what you're adding? Then I don't get it. So then, what's, again, I don't understand dam. So then, tolasa dami nami. I mean, then I have the same exact situation by dam, don't we? No, I don't. I don't. You know why? Because sam kedai dramina, holy itmait dam mi me'ila, itmait mi zarut. Remember that the Gemara learns out that damo natati lachem lechaper. And the Gemara darshens it's only lechaper. It's, the dam is not there to get you into more trouble by giving you a chiyav of me'ila. So if there's no chiyav of me'ila, then maybe there's no iser of a zar taking dam either. The same way there's no chiyav of an asham, there's no iser of me'ila. Kamash van Akesha, that's why I need the hekesh, the chelev, to tell me, just like by chelev, there's an iser me'ila, and therefore there's an actual malchus. So do on dam, even though there's no chiyav of an asham me'ila, there's still an iser of malchus. Okay, and according to Rabbana, so So Akesha Lamayas, I mean, they don't hold to this whole business of two Yisurim of each one. And so on. How did they, what do they need the Akesh for? Miboyle Likiditanya. They say that's coming to tell me a completely new issue, a new halacha rather. Kol Chelev v'kol Dam Loto Chelu teaches us that Ma Chelev Miuchad Shel Chelbo Chaluk Mibesaro Ve'im Itztarfim Zeim Ze Avdam Shedomo Chaluk Mibesaro that there Eim Itztarfim Zeim Ze. Now this halacha comes to tell me the following. Normally, when the Torah says don't eat the dam, it's referring to an animal which I can't eat the rest of the animal. In other words, you're going to eat the basar. So fine, you would eat the basar, but just make sure you get rid of the dam. Don't eat the dam. How about an animal where the basar is also asar? In other words, it's a non-kosher animal. Over there, the dam and the basar are not choluk in the same way, right? Because, I mean, both are asar. Nonetheless, the Torah asars the dam as well, but you cannot be mitzaref the iser of dam to the iser of the, so you're eating pork. Mm-hmm. Eating the dam of that animal and the meat of that animal is not mitzaref. Either you've got a shear of the meat, you've got a shear of the dam. The reason is that in the same way that I understand it's a given that the dam cannot be mitzaref with the meat of the cow, we don't say that the heter becomes now isur. We don't say the meat that has blood in it is all treif for meat. It's not treif for meat. It's kosher meat with blood. I don't say if I ate a kezayit of meat that hasn't been salted and that has dam in it, then I'm going to be chayiv because I ate a kezayit of the meat. Either there's enough dam to be chayiv on or there's not. So that if there's no kezayit in terms of the dam, then there's no isur in eating the kezayit of the basan. The same thing, interestingly enough, is true of the Bema Tameya. Why? Because the dam is defined in terms of karet. It's completely new isur. And therefore, it's chaluk mibisaro. The basar is not. It's just an isur of lot. There's two separate isurim involved, two separate shiurim involved, because there's two separate onshim involved, two separate levels of isurim involved. What the comparison of dam to basar teaches me is that lahotzi, in other words, yotzu dam shrotzim, hoil de in daman chaluk mi besaran. Where it comes to a sheretz, however, we learn out from the Yisurim of dam, we'll see later on, that there is no iser of dam on a sheretz. Okay, so in other words, if you're eating snake blood, it's over there, we don't have a separate iser.
Of
sheretz, right? So therefore, I would say when it comes to dam shrotzim, hoil the ein daman lechaluk mi besaran mitztarfim. Since we don't have something that's unique by a sheretz, this hekesh tells me that since I don't have an iser dam, I only have an iser sheretz on the dam of a sheretz. Therefore, the dam and the basar can be mitztarif with each other. And if I eat the dam of a nakash together with the basar of a nakash, they're mitzvahed. Oh, wait a second.
Mitzvahed in the sense that
they're
indistinguishable.
Says the Gemara, but that's not why I need this hekesh, because I know that from another halacha. This is where I learned that out from. Mihatam nafka. I thought we learned out from the pasuk. The zela kem hatamei li made al dam hasheretz va hasheretz, meaning basar hasheretz shemitztarfim ze im ze. It says over there that zela kem hatamei, the Gemara darshins, cannot mean that it's coming to teach me the following shrotzim are tameim and asurim, because it said beferish ela hatameim lochem mikol hasheretz hasheretz. So if it says ela hatameim lochem, why does it say the zela kem hatamei? It already said that. So must be coming to tell me, proof of the halacha, that there's a din of dam sheretz as well, and that they're mitzaref. No, sirree. That's in the parsha of Tuma. You're getting confused. Tuma is used in two ways. Tuma is used literally in the most technical sense of an uncleanliness. Right? So it makes you now ritually impure. And only eight of all of the shrotzim in the world can do that. You take a snake and you touch a dead snake, it's not going to be Mutami. That's not considered to be a sheriff that's Mutami. On the other hand, you take a Luta'a, and that will be Mutami. So Luta'a is one of the eight shrots. So, on the other hand, we know that we also use the word of Hatamei in terms of like Noah did, you know. The animals that were Tovim and the animals that were Tumim are kosher to eat, not kosher to eat. They don't mean pure and impure in terms of dinim of Tuma Batara. So that's what's confusing you over here. If it wouldn't have been for the Hekesh, I would have known Zelachem Atameh. But what is Zelachem Atameh referring to? That's dinim of Tuma. I understand that in dinim of Tuma, the Torah is saying, since any part of the body of this thing is Mitameh. So fine, so it's Mitzvah to be Mitameh. When it comes to eating, where I already saw that it's differentiated when it comes to the behemoths, it's differentiated. Even a behemoth may, it's differentiated. So then maybe it's not Mitzvah for Gabi the Shear of the Kizayas. Therefore, I need the Hekish to tell me that even La'achila, or Mravina Yilkav Dam Nachashu B'soro Mitzvah. That means that if you ate a Kizayas between the Dam and the meat of a nachash, you would be mitzurat and you would be chayav. What are we, stupid, Michael Marshman? What are you telling me? I just learned that. I know, Akesh, that's what we've been talking about. No. I am telling you, Bikidish. Because the dinim of shrots, and you yourself just noted that there's two separate categories. One is the category of tuma, and one is the category of achila. You said you need two limudim. You might easily have thought that the whole halach is only said on those shrotzim that do have a din of tumah. So then it's coming to tell me what the din of tzirut is lagabe achila. But how about a nachash, where there is no din of tumah at all? Maybe that's not in this set that we're discussing at all. So you might have thought, sarkadai tachamina, you could easily have made the mistake. Yeah, sure, now you're very smart, after I tell you. You could easily have made the mistake of saying that the dam of the sheretz, okay, the type of sheretz, the itrabela tuma, itrabela achila. But how about a nachash, where there's no dinner but tuma on a nachash, I'm one of the eight shatsi. So the lo itrabela tuma, lo itrabela achila, maybe the whole lok of achila, the tzirub does not apply to a nachash. Kamash malan, therefore comes along the hekesh, because the hekesh doesn't deal with tuma. It's kol mili de'en damal chaluk mi besaro mashma. That's the point. Since I am over time, I will ease you out a little bit earlier. Okay, but maybe it's easier. You never know. There's always hope. Remember that each one of these dapim is the equivalent of 3 to 4 dapim in other masechtas. Be proud of the immense accomplishment of managing a 3 daf in an hour. It's great.
Please reflect that by putting some money into the envelope that he's rent, 50 shekels or $10 for a month of rent, and we would like to have a scene on Tmura, this is the Shabbos, or someone would like to host it. But there's not even a Tasha Unger.
Irrepressible.